here's a story from The World.
In recent months, Spain's Canary Islands have seen a sharp uptick in arrivals of migrants. The archipelago is in the Atlantic, about 60 miles west of Morocco. Technically, though, it is part of Europe. This year, more than 20,000 migrants have made it to the Canary Islands. That's 10 times more than last year. It's not the first time the Canary Islands have been a destination for migrants, and many activists say Spain should have been better prepared. Lucia Benavides has our story.
Mohamed left Senegal in September. Like many people making the Atlantic crossing, he boarded a colorful wooden canoe used by Senegalese fishermen alongside dozens of others, mostly men. The journey lasted weeks and was difficult. They arrived dehydrated and tired. But Mohamed, who won't share his last name for fear of affecting his asylum process, says coming to Europe was the only way to help his family.
I'm tired of Africa. I'm tired. People say, you need to try to make it work. No. We already tried. We worked. And we're still poor.
Mohamed has been working all kinds of jobs since he was 10 years old, from fishing to house cleaning. Now, he hopes to find a job in Spain and send money back home, but his legal status is unclear and he's worried about a deportation. Worst of all, his two younger brothers, who left on another boat some weeks after Mohamed, drowned on their way over.
Mais j'ai beaucoup, beaucoup, beaucoup de mal à la cœur.
My heart hurts very, very much. They haven't even found my brother's bodies yet. I'd rather die than go back to Senegal and watch my father and mother suffer.
Mohamed is just one of tens of thousands of migrants to reach Spain's Canary Islands this year, fleeing economic hardship, drought, and violence in various West African countries. Hundreds have died attempting the journey, which is considered one of the deadliest in the world. The islands haven't seen an increase of arrivals this big since 2006, when more than 30,000 people crossed. Despite warnings from NGOs and immigration experts of a possible increase in arrivals this year, Spain was not prepared. Immigration centers are overcrowded, and the country's interior ministry is refusing to transfer migrants to the Spanish peninsula, where they could be sent to other centers. For now, migrants are stranded on the islands.
What you have is a somewhat haphazard emergency response, and that's when people's rights are most at risk.
Judith Sunderland is with a nonprofit organization, Human Rights Watch. She says the Spanish government claims transferring migrants to the Spanish mainland will send the message to other migrants that they should cross, what they call a pull factor for migrating. But Sunderland says that's a flawed logic.
People don't take these risks unless they really feel like that it's their best or indeed their only option. And these are frightening trips where people really look death right in the face, and they are aware of those dangers when they get on the boats.
Last month, Sunderland visited a makeshift reception center set up on a pier in Gran Canaria, where migrants are only supposed to stay 72 hours. There, they get ID'd, undergo medical screenings, including COVID tests, and begin their asylum application process. But Sunderland found some migrants had been there for weeks.
Crammed into a very small space, into these big field tents without beds, without pillows, one portable toilet per, 30, 40 people. No freedom of movement. And at the time I visited, there were 835 people. Within the next 48 hours, that number had more than doubled.
In late November, the Spanish government relocated the migrants left at the reception center. But new arrivals are already coming in. Sunderland says new centers aren't being set up quickly enough. Dozens of hotels left empty by the pandemic are functioning as temporary housing and quarantine centers instead. Through government grants, this has allowed the hotels to keep their staff working. Coldovio Velasco, professor of social work at the University of Las Palmas in Gran Canaria, says the recent spike in arrivals is in part due to ramped up security at other border crossings, which then pushes migrants to seek new routes. But militarizing borders, she adds, should not be the solution to a human rights crisis hitting Europe.
que esta política migratoria realmente es parte del negocio de la guerra y parte del
This immigration policy is connected to the bigger business of war and border security. It leaves behind supposed European values like peace and human rights.
Spain, like many other European countries, has a history of externalizing border control. That is, signing agreements with countries of transit and funneling millions of euros for authorities there to keep migrants from crossing. This was done in 2006 with Mauritania and Senegal, and more recently with Morocco in 2018. Last month, Spain's foreign minister Arancha González said Spain will increase police presence in Senegal to track criminal networks. She pledged to ramp up deportations as borders open up again. But Koldovi Velasco, who is also part of a grassroots effort to help migrants, says the government should be focusing on social services instead. She says they should make sure every person who seeks asylum is given a fair chance.
Por eso, nosotras planteamos vías seguras y legales.
That's why we are demanding the creation of safe and legal migratory channels, an end to all kinds of repression and amnesty for those already here.
Right now, Velasco says, Spain is sending the message that not all lives matter, and what's worse, not all deaths matter either. For the world, Lucia Benavides, Barcelona.